Okay, so between today and tomorrow, we're going to finish up, if we possibly can, just the general abdominal issue and general issues relating to Moshe Chol. That way, if the Yantif bill will start right away, with the Shoharach and order and so on. So we just had a little left in the fourth packet, and it actually segues into what we wanted to speak about. What I want to speak about today also, start on today and position finish tomorrow. So again, we were focusing on the fact that when it comes to Bas Mechola, the issue really is an issue of Nesinas Tam, not Bittul in the classic sense, but if without Nesinas Tam, through Bishul, then the item doesn't become Bas Mechola in the first place, and therefore perhaps some of the rules are different. Shulchan Aruch and Sistur 36 and Simon Tzadik Dalat Tzibbeis talk about thickness spoon in twice and so on. You need double shishi or not? Machlokas Mechavad Ramor, and it was suggested that the Machlokas Salvechik suggested maybe the Machlokas revolves around that question. If the issue is, if the issue is in Sinas Tam, okay, then if we're talking about Sinas Tam, then what difference does it make how many times you put the spoon in? Right, it doesn't have enough to give to be no Sin Tam. And that's what the Ramo would hold, the Mechab would hold that it's a din in the regular din in Bittul. Okay, so anyway, we spoke about that last time. What I wanted to lead into was this discussion over here, which the Rav pointed out, based as sort of a mucker for this issue, and that's the Sugin Chul and Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. Okay? Because, again, just one second. That's what we said. We said the Ramo holds like the Yisod that we were presenting, that the issue is a matter of Nesinas Tam, and if it's not enough for the spoon to be Nosin Tam, so it doesn't matter. The second time doesn't mean you have Shishim, you want one Shishim is enough because it's not Nesinas Tam. So even if you stick the spoon in the second time, you don't need Nesinas Tam against that Shishim. Whereas our Mechaber seems not to hold that way. So we raised the question at the end, in source 40, Simen Tzadik Vav, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch was talking about a Dover Choref, a radish, or some type of, we'll talk when we get to that Simen exactly what qualifies the Dover Choref. But the idea, I don't know if I explained it clearly yesterday, the idea of a Dover Choref is that when you cut it with a knife, it draws out the fact that it's a sharp item plus the pressure of the knife draws out whatever flavor is in the knife. So if you have a knife, and therefore there's certain chumras with a dover charef. So if you have a knife that was used, sakin shel basar ben yomo, was used during the last 24 hours for meat, okay, or has that meat residue on it, Shulchan Aruch says, it's in the tzadik vav, sif aleph, it's known, o silko she, chotcham, besakin shel basar ben yomo, o shen makunach, also lechum echolav, you can't eat it together with milk, okay, achitom lakum achtach, chidein etilas mokum, you have to cut off at the point of contact, where the knife hit it, how exactly thick, so it says how thick, how much you have to cut off, it says cut over, that's fine. You can taste it. Below you can taste the radish or whatever the thing is, and see, did it absorb any flesh flavor or not? You can tell by tasting it. Okay? Now, one would expect that there are more here to say, like he said in a few other places, but we, the Ashkenazim, don't rely on taste. We say it always has to be shishim. And yet the Ramo didn't pipe up and say that over here. So the Shach in Sivkot Neis, I'll tell you why. Because here we're talking about a Jew. When it's Basar B'Cholov, you can't risk a Jew tasting it because maybe it's Taka Basar B'Cholov. You can't eat it. Goy's allowed to eat Basar B'Cholov. So a lion was called Timas Kefela, and the Goy will take a taste of it. But and that's what the Ramo says. We don't rely on it. There are many rules for Kefela. It has to be someone who's a chef, and he knows what he's doing, and he understands that we're asking his expert opinion, but we're not. You shouldn't know that we're looking for halacha. Anyway, we'll get to that. We talk about the Simon of Kfela, but that's the issue over there. And that's where Ramos says that we, the Ashkenazim, don't rely upon Timas Kfela. But here, we're talking about the Jew. There's nothing wrong. Even if the radish absorbed the flavor of flesh, nothing wrong with the Jew eating it. You can eat a meat-flavored radish or something. Nothing wrong with it. No, it isn't. You just can't eat it with milk. It's okay, but you can eat it. So therefore, the Jew himself can taste it and determine whether. So that's why the Ramon says it's okay. That's what the Shach says. So I got a different explanation, which I really want to get to, because it speaks about the role of Shishim altogether. The Gemara says in Chulin, this is 442, this is where we're up to. Tzadik Ches Amalat, the Gemara says, Amru Chibar Abba, Amru Shumun Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, B'samach, B'shishim. Samach B'shishim, right? All Yisurin Shabbat Torah, the issue is Shishim. Rashi is important, Rashi, Dira Maschel B'samach, B'shishim, Tzadik Ches Amalat, 43, Rashi says something very important. Rashi says, Hecha de Badaknei, Velo Yohiv Taima. That's talking about when you checked it, and you see that it doesn't give off tam, meaning that although the shear of shishim has to do with tam, even if it does not give off tam, you still have to have shishim. Inami, lekalamekam atam, you could go min min. Or if you can't really tell whether it gives off flavor, because the item, the non-kosher item that got mixed with it, has the exact same flavor as the kosher item. So you can't tell whether, let's say, two pieces of meat or whatever, okay? And you can't tell whether the non-kosher item impacted the kosher item, but the same flavor anyway, okay? So that's Aval Hecha de Badakna Yoahiv Taimo. But if you check it and it does give off flavor, La'olam Taimo Lo Batel, okay, then if you have a particular item where it gives flavor even beyond Shishim, then Shishim is not good enough. You follow? Okay, basically, you need both Shishim and that it doesn't have any Taim. That's what emerges in this Rashi. And he brings the Raya to it. So the Shishim. Shishim is good only if you cannot detect any tam. But if there is a tam, okay, then it's not batal, even if there's a greater ratio than 60. You have 100 to 1. It doesn't matter, okay? And the same thing reverse, okay? If it doesn't have a tam, but it hasn't reached shishim yet, then you still also, it's still also. So you need both, okay? But we're focusing for the moment on the second piece, and that is that the second piece. We're focusing on the second part, where even if it's more than shishim, greater ratio than shishim, but this particular item, gives flavor off anyway. So then we're concerned about the flavor. Okay, that's what Rashi says in Chulim. So the Prima Godim, in that siman, in the siman we've looked at before, in siman Tzarichet, the beginning of Hilchos Tarugos, okay, Sif Seidas, Sifkot Nechof Tes, 44, it says the Prichodesh. Right, the quotes a shach, okay, and there's a prechadish in the Mechaz Kohen, disagree with the shach, but what's important for us is that hu adin b'shar dvarim b'yoser misamech e nirgash taimon tole b'plut tezu. That's a machlokas, so we pass like this or not. What if you have a greater ratio than 61, yoser misamech, but it is still nosing tam, so he says that's a machlokas. And he says, v'nire, the choshashim as far as Rashi gamkein. Okay, so we're choshish for the opinion of Rashi that if it gives off flavor, even if it's beyond shishim, then we don't consider it kosher. Umechpachos mishishim lo matirin afakdem yisurabon. You know, even something else. Okay, anyway, what emerges from there is when it comes to yisurim. Okay, we still we need a minimum of shishim for bitul, but it's not enough. Okay, now the question is, one second, but by Basar Cholov, okay, there's no din of bittul, it's only a din of tam, okay, right? But the way we're saying, by Basar Cholov is only din of bittul, I'm sorry, there's no din of bittul, only din of tam, so then it should be, once there's no tam, so forget about it, right? And just like you said in one direction, if it's no sin tam beyond shishim, we say that it doesn't matter that it's beyond shishim. It's still a problem because it hasn't seen as tam. And the same thing should be in reverse. No, if it's less, if it has, it's only 30 to 1, or whatever, but it already obliterated the tam, there's no flavor of tam, so then why does it work? Okay, alright, so just a moment. It's only a din of tam. So the Rav suggested, what? One second. By Basar Cholov, there's no din of bittul, it's only a question of time. Yeah, right. Okay, so the Rav said, maybe that's why. We asked a question before, by the case in Simon Tzadik Rav Sifalim, cut the radish or whatever the Dara Charev was, a sharp vegetable. And it says that you should taste it. And the Ramah doesn't say, we don't rely on tasting, we always require shishim, right? So the Shach is, why don't the Ramah here say we don't rely on that? Okay, I'm sorry. Start again. The Ramah doesn't say anything. Again, Shulchan Aruch says you should have it, just taste it, and that's it. See if there's a taste of meat or not. And the Ramah should have said, we would expect the Ramah to say, but we don't rely on it. But the Ramah didn't say that. So Shach explains why he didn't say it, because the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. But the Rav suggested differently. He said, no, the reason the Ramah didn't say it over there is because that was a question of Bas B'Cholov, right? And by Bas B'Cholov, everything revolves around Tom only. So the Ma'aseh said, that's why the Ramah didn't say over there, well, because we're not, we don't rely on it, we require Shishim. No, if there's no Tom, your Jew can taste it. They're telling you there's no Tom, so then don't worry about Shishim. That's why the Ramah didn't say here. That's what the Rav suggested for that, to explain that Ramah. Okay, that's why the Ramah didn't pipe up and say anything about the case of the Tznon, because Taker, if you taste it, the Ramah of Shulchan Aruch's right. Okay, Yitamena below you go Tom Bosser. Right, taste it and see if it has any flesh and flavor or not. I'm dealing here with Jews. The topic is Bosser Cholov. We're talking about Tznon that was cut with the flesh and knife. So Mamela, once the Jew has tasted and determined there's no Tom, so why would the Ramah say, but we Ashkenazim wouldn't rely on that? We'd require Shishim. No, in this case, we would rely on it. Because this is a Bas V'Cholov case, and a Bas V'Cholov case, the whole issue is only Tom. You follow that? That's the tenet that the Rav gave on this basis. Okay? So, in other words, basically what comes out is that the shear of Shishim, okay, is the only question is, that I still have, I remember that the Talmud from the Olympus, I asked Rav Sheth about this, but the Ramah still should have sent something out of the Rabbanon level. Let's be the Rabbanon, no? Be the Rabbanon, this still sort of required Shishim. Because Eino Chanami, what's our whole svara here? Our whole svara here is that when it doesn't give off any flavors, that's not Derek Bishul Asur Torah, right? Good, but that's only Derek Bishul Asur Torah. But be the Rabbanon, it still would have made sense for the Ramah to say something, no? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
Right? The Rabbanon, that's a problem. And a Chanami, the Raisa, we understand, according to this Sora, the Raisa, we understand why the Ramah didn't interject anything here and say that it's enough to, that everything depends upon Tom and Shishim is irrelevant. But with Rabbanon and Shishim should be relevant. So according to my notes, I have, Rosh Hashanah was a good kasha. Okay. All right, but that's in question why he wouldn't have said it. Still should have said it at the Rabbanon level. Okay. So again, I mean, if you think about it for a moment, by Shari Surim, not by Bas V'Cholov, the goal of Shishim is not just to make sure there's no flavor, but it's also a din in bittul, right? Shishim is a din, it's based on taste, but it's a din in bittul. Shishim is a din, bottle of Shishim, like bottle baro,
midah bon, yeah. So where does the figure of Shishim come from?
No, so I said it's based upon ordinary flavor. You know, ordinary times, the assumption is that more than that, it's not going to give off any flavor. But by Shari Sum, it takes on a status that even, it's got nothing to do with flavor. It's always, Shishim is the amount that they fix. Right? That's the Gemara. Koli Surin Shematara B'Shishim. Now that works, that's what Gemara says in Tzadik Chesman, 42, so it's 42. Koli Surin Shematara B'Shishim. That's the Chachom or Koveya. Okay? Now Rashi then said that depends upon Tom. And the Prima Gadim says, we're choshesh for that, you know, for that Rashi, so to speak. Okay, and therefore, but by Shari Surim, you can make a case that the Shishim has two roles. Shishim is not just to remove the Tam, but it's also a din and bittul. Okay, and therefore, if you taste it and there's no Tam, but still you need Shishim, right? And if it's only 30-1 ratio, it's not Shishim. And if there's no Tam, that's not good enough. Kach goes with Chacham, you still need to have Shishim. Okay, because it's a din and bittul, but that's only if it's a din and bittul. Okay, but Bas V'Cholov, it's not a din and bittul. All we care about is Tom. Then Taka, if it's a lesser ratio and it can't give off any flavor, it should be not a problem. The same way it is a problem if it's more than Shishim. Right?
And it also goes out that Rebbe's kasha is very strong, the kasha is very aspirated, because there's
not
no chiluk between
Bas V'Cholov
and
Shari Surim,
because the entire
figure
of Shishim was
0.8
anyway.
Right, so at a certain level, it would seem that it's a problem. Okay. Yeah, we're correct. Yeah. So, he said it was a good question. So, yeah.
I thought the Ran said that Shishim is a halacha
motion. Yeah. So Mishnah say that. I forgot. Ran says that. You may be right. I don't remember. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's a din in bittul is the point, as we're suggesting now. It's a din in bittul, maybe based up on flavor and so on. But you know, come on. Yeah. That's the point. Okay. All right. So that's that. Just to further this point, and we'll finish up this part and start the next one. Okay, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, an interesting Gemara. It'll really lead us into what I wanted to get to finish up. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah of Laman Hay is talking, Laman Hay and Aleph, the Mishnah really, starts talking about all the types of different foods which were manufactured by non-Jews. Bishol Akam and Pasakam and Cholav Akam and all these things. Okay, so in the context of that sugya, in the Lamed of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, Lamed Hamad Aleph, we'll get to that point at the very end of it. That'll be Biz Hashem Junzman. I think Junzman starts in May usually, but whatever it is. We'll get to that point. Bez Hashem will talk about Bishol Akum and Pasakum and stuff. But anyway, so the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, Amar Chanina, okay, we have the following situation by Gvinas Akum. Cheese made by a goy. What's the problem with cheese made by a goy? So Gvinas Akum is also like, so why is it? So Shmuel Omar, we're about to. We'll talk about Shmuel Shita now. Shmuel Amar Neshama Midin Oso Be'or Kevas Nevela. They manufacture the cheese by putting the milk in the skin or the lining of the stomach of a Nevela. The way they used to make cheese is curdled milk, right, for the most part, right? And with other ingredients sometimes dumped in. But cheese is curdled. The way you do it, there's an enzyme called rennet, okay? And when rennet is put into milk, this rennet causes the milk to curdle in a certain way. It depends. You know, if you take it right away, I think it's cottage cheese, it's just puffed milk, you know, and a little longer and other things, whatever. Okay, but that's rennet. So today, you have this tubs of milk and they throw rennet into it. Okay, but at one time, it happens to be that the lining of the cow, the lining of the animal's stomach secretes or whatever, gives off this, contains a lot of this rennet. So they used to, when they made cheese, they put milk into the cava, the stomach, of an animal. So with a goy, we're afraid of a goy manufactured cheese. What kind of stomach he's going to use? He's going to use the stomach of an animal that he slaughtered, you know, for meat. And you take the stomach, and it's a nevela, right? Or kevas nevela. And Rashi explains that the or is edible. It's meat, right? Rashi explains there in Avodah Zarah, Hamad Aleph, Divo Asuba Or 46. The or lav pirshahu. Pirshahu means like waste, you know, tzoa, you know, excrement. You know, it's not waste. It is. It's also. So therefore, you're going to have milk or cheese that's made in, you know, with non-kosher animals, and then absorbs that flavor, and it's also. That's why Gvinas Akum is also. So Tosa says Akasha, 47. There in Avodah Zarah, Laman Hamad Aleph, Tomar my ear in Nevela. What's why is it only a problem if it's or Kevis Nevela? I feel Shchuta Namya, a kosher Shechta Namya, the same problem. Why? Because we're probably Bas V'Chol. Right, the stomach is meat. It's part of it. So what, why are the Dafka concerned about Gvinas Akum? Because their mom made the cheese. They create the cheese in the or Kevas Nevela by a Kevas Shchuta. Right, a perfectly kosher shechted animal. It's also a problem, Bas V'Chol. Right, because the Kevas is meat. So the Tosfos says V'Yishom the Dafka not because Nevela the Oz Ika Ba Isur Doraisa of a Shchuta Mishum Bas V'Chol Leke Isur Doraisa the Tzonin the Tzonin. They wanted to bring a case where there would be deraisa, okay? But be deraisa by drabana by milk being put with meat, when everything's cold, right? So there's no issue of deraisa there, okay? If it absorbs the flavor of the non-kosher meat, so then it's not, then that's a problem. But if it absorbs the flavor of kosher meat, it's not a problem with the raisa because it's cold milk and cold meat, right? So the raisa is not a problem. So they were, even though it's a problem to our bonin, but they were looking, they were trying to explain why should we also the raisa. Okay, now that's that. That's the answer Tosfos gives. Because now again, it's not derech mishum, right? To things are cold. The Ran, in his commentary on the Rif, there in Avodah Zarah, Yud Gimel and Aleph, actually it's a long, long piece in the Ran. It starts on Yud Gimel and Aleph, Bekevas, Egle, Avodas Kochavim. The part that we're interested in is actually on Yud Gimel and Beis, in the page of the Rif and Avodah Zarah. It says, Hiksha, Harav, Rabbi Yosef Halevi. You know what that is? It's the Rima Gash. The Rima Gash, Rabbi Yosef Halevi, even Magash. Rima Gash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Okay, the Rima Gash was an early Rishon, the Rebbe, the Rambam's father. I think the Rambam met him as a little boy. The Rambam writes in one place that his seichel, the Rima Gash's brilliance was, I think, was Mavil. Mavil was frightening. You know, anyway, so the Rima Gash, so the Ran quotes the Rima Gash. Hikshar Avius Harlevi, Lomel on the main nation, same Kash as Tosu says, Lomel on the main nation, I didn't know what's more cave is the veil, I feel like Sharon Nami Litzer. Right? I mean, what's it, why you daf the same kasha, right? Why we only worry about our kevus and veilus? The same thing with ksheira, mishum bas v'cholav. Okay? So he says, because by bas v'cholav, lo mitzar ela bin nun tes yamin los in tam. Sometimes you have to worry about nun tes means 59, as we'll see shortly. But here means nun tes abbreviation. Here it means los in tam. Mishum bas v'cholav, mitzar ela bin los in tam, kidetan, and so on and so forth. All right. Basically, what the Ran answers is similar to what we're saying. Okay, he says by Basur Cholam. Okay, since there's no Nesinas Tam, his language is Lo Yoiv Tam, Elav Basur Cholavu, Elahai Ba'Ape Koi, Elahai Ba'Ape Koi. In other words, if it's a matter of Bittul, the issue is as follows: why isn't there Bittul? Why, let's say, if you put it in the Or Kavus Nevela? Why isn't there bittul? There's, you know, how much meat is there? You have a thing filled with milk. It should be a question of bittul. So the answer is no, because we have a rule that Dover Hamamid is not bittul. Because what does bittul mean? Bittul means we disregard. Here, you're dafki, you can't say I'm disregarding the keva. The whole point of putting in the keva is to extract the enzyme. The keva, you can't say, the keva will be bittul. What bittul? And the rule is Dover Hamamid, I feel a bit elephant bittul. I don't care if it's 1,000-to-1 ratio. You can't say that something which is used as a dover hamamid. Okay, we throw this into the milk. This piece, let's say you have a big, another way to do it also, not to put it in the little keva, but rather to take you have a big vat of milk, and you throw a keva into the big vat, and it'll act on it. The enzymes will, whatever that has happened scientifically, right? The enzymes will act on on all that milk. So you can have 60-to-1, you can have 120, you can have 1,000-to-1. You can't say that the kevah nevela there is bottle to the milk. The whole purpose of throwing it in is to dafka to get the flavor out of it, or to get the not necessarily the flavor, but to get the enzymes out. So you can't say it's bottle. That's the rule. The dover hamam is a filo be'elef, lo bottle, right? So that's the din and bittel. Okay, but by basur cholav again, what's the inyan? The inyan of the iser of basur cholav is nesinas tam. So that's, look at the Ran's language there. Hai ba'ape koi, v'hai ba'ape koi. There's meat and there's milk. There's kosher meat and there's kosher milk. There's no iser. Right? That's why, that's the terrors that the Ran gives. Okay. So he doesn't say it. Madonna probably would be. Okay, Madonna probably would be. And the mucker for this really is a Mishnah. I printed in 49. I think the Ran quotes the Mishnah. The second line. The Ran quotes this Mishnah. It's a Raya. The Mishnah's in Kulin, starts on Kuf Tezan, and Aleph goes over and over base. Kevas over Kovish on the Bela Reza Surah. Hamamid Bor Shevach or Kevash Okshera, Im Yesh Beno Saint Tam Arezo Asura. Oh, if it gives a flavor, then it's also. Okay, but only if Yesh Beno Saint Tam. Okay, Rashi's right. Hamamid Cholot, right? Or Kevas considered Bosser. So Rashi's Im Yesh Bo, look at the Rashi on top of Kuf Tezan and base, 51. Im Yesh Bo Litain Tam Becholot. Okay, so once again, the Hagosha, the emphasis on the sin is Tam. Okay? Dover Amamid is not Bottle. But by Basu Cholo, Dover Amamid is not going to be Osir anyway. Okay? Because we're not interested in Bittle. Right? The issue is the sin is Tam. So if there's no sin is Tam, no sin is Tam, so even if Bittle wouldn't work. And even though Dover Amamid is a feel better for Bottle, but I don't care, we're not dealing with Bittle. Okay? The issue is not Bittle. All right? And therefore, it's a different din by Bas B'chol. Now, in general,
who said this?
This is the Ran. I mean, it's based on the Ran. But the Ran said the Rimagash is the Kasha.
Ah,
okay,
so
I'm not sure if it's his teretz or not. Okay, it's a long Ran. I only print a part of it. It starts on an Al, goes on an Beis. But anyway, but that's the simple reading of the sugi in Andav Kuf Tezan and Aleph, which the Ran quotes. Okay, this is the Ran of Azor, not in Chulin. Okay. Anyway, Now, Tosas, let's call a spade a spade. Tosas didn't give that teretz. Tosas gave a different teretz. Tosas said, well, they wanted to find something that's Doraisa and not Darabonim. Why didn't Tosas give this teretz? So again, it could be that Tosas disagrees with this. So. Again, like I said yesterday, I showed you some of the Aguda. I showed you all. Not everyone agrees. We're saying this as if it's, you know, Torah Messina. It's not. I don't want to be honest about it. Could be the Tosas by not. I mean, sometimes you can say Tosas didn't give that answer. So it could be, there's no raya that he doesn't agree that he could give a different teretz. But it could be the Tosas didn't like that teretz, and that's why he gives a different teretz because he doesn't hold this all you sowed. That's a question. Okay. Now, Tosis on Tzadik Tes and Beis says, quotes that Gemara, Hamamid Bora came in Yeshmanus and Tam Asur, Mashma Halekanus and Tam Shari. Afal Pisha Hemerachal Mishum de Ha'amoda lo Chashiva Tamu. Just being Mamid, that's not necessarily giving off flavor. Right? Ah, but the Dobar Mamid, I feel the Elephobot, it's nothing to do with Bittul. This is what I'm saying, you follow? Nothing to do with Bittul here. Okay, here with Tosis, this Tosis make, looks like he agrees, with this Tosis on Tzadik Tes. I mean, you know enough to say that, you know, just because Tosis is one thing in one place, Tosis is different thing in another place, so it could be different by Tosis. Okay, but Tosis in Chulin, as opposed to Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Tosis in Chulin on Tzadik Tes on Beis, Nivim Asa Loba Meir, 52, also Tosis on a quarter small part of it, but he says, Afal Pisha Hemir Acholav, even though it's used as a Dabar Mamet to create the cheese, to you know, but good. That's true to say the bittul wouldn't apply. The fact that it's a davar mamid eliminates bittul because davar mamid feels a little more. But it's still he says hamada lo chashiva taima, not necessarily that gives a flavor. And by both shulchan we're concerned about flavor. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Okay, once again. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says. So pay zayin sifir aleph. Our simon at the very end. We'll get to it. Im hemid gvina bor kevus kshera, if you use it as a davar mamen, or kevus part of the stomach of a kosher animal. Yesh bo tam basar asura, only if the question of tam. Shulchan Aruch says, only question of tam. Yesh bo tam basar asura, lav muteris. Aval mamen bor kevus nevela, trefa, behemet tmeya, then also a kosher. Okay? And the Rambam explains, mishum du davar asim atzma, o mamen, afilu bela, afilu batal. Okay? And that's a further question of the other types of mamid in the mix also, and that's not our issue now. But the first part of the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's yesh bo tam basar, then it's asar. Again, with a kosher stomach, it's meat. You throw that meat into the milk, so it's no sin tam basar, then that's a problem. But if no sin tam, it's not a problem. Okay, but if you use it, yeah. Very good. So that's what the Rav is. One second. Didn't we say earlier the Mechaber didn't hold it? Yeah, so that's a good question. Okay, before I get to that, Kash, the Rav addressed that. The Rav raised that question. So I think it's all in that piece. I think it's even done. If you get a chance to read it through, you'll hop on. You know, it's nicely done. So the Shach and Sukkot and Lamed Hay, okay, explains a little more detail about this Yisod. Again, it's the same Yisod. It comes over and over again, but again, I do want to stress that everyone agrees with it. And what you're saying is correct, right? That we said before the Mechaber doesn't agree with it. And here we're saying the Mechaber is saying it. The Shach in Sukkot Lamed Hey says, Avol Mamed Bor Kevus Nevela, Hachiluk B'zeh Kosov HaPoskim, Dor Ksevus Ksheira, Me'achar Shom Mutter B'fnei Atzma, V'les Be'isha Ela Mishum Chiburo Im HaGvina, right? It's only the combination with the Gvina. Then, Kol Emas Delo Yohav Taima, Lav Bas V'cholavu. The Shach said before, Kol Emas Delo Yohav Taima, Lav Bas V'cholavu. Okay, that's what he says, but Ela Haiva Pekoi, V'haiva Pekoi, that's the Lashon Ran. Right, each thing exists by itself. Aval or nevela, ukiyotzi b'sha osu me'atzmo, it's already osu before you start anything, kevin shu mamid, on a row, and kilo iser ben, davar mamid, it's like the iser is right there. And I was bottle, it's not bottle, because the davar mamid is not bottle. That's what the shach said. The problem is, here it's mashma the mechaber, except our sod, our yisod. And up above, it was back in 36, where the mechaber said, you're going to need twice shishim because it sounds like a din and bittul. Remember, 36 was the simon tzadik dalet in base. In tochav hakaf b'teir shnei pamim below the time tochav base pamim shishim. And we said that's because the mechaber doesn't agree with this. So it's a din and bittul. So each time you have to be mevatel whatever went in. Okay, it's not a din and nesinas tam. So it sounds like he was cholik, and here he's not. So Soloveitchik said that maybe the mechaber agrees to the yisod. Okay, but he makes a distinction. The distinction is again about creating bas v'cholav, and bas v'cholav exists already. Okay, maybe that's the chilek. By sticking the spoon in, okay, we stick the spoon in. So what happens now? When you stick the spoon in the first time, okay, and this goes back to what one of you mentioned yesterday. I think in the Tanal mentioned yesterday. What would the Mechaber say, if I stick it in one time, I need shishim once. If I stick it in twice, I need to remember. You said it yesterday, no, Tano? Right? If you stick it in twice, drive safely. If you stick it in twice, you need two. Would it go weiter? Three, four, five, how many times you stick it? So here the Rav said, maybe not. The distinction is as follows. When you stick the spoon in the first time, so now the spoon has a bli of basu chol, right? Because a milking spoon, I'm stuck in a chont. or a flesh of supan. Right? So now it has a blia of basur chalav. So now we say about the spoon, chatichan asin avela. Then I need against the whole spoon. So the reason you need shishim the second time, okay, you need shishim a second time is not because of the milk that was in the blia, but rather you need the whole against the whole spoon. That's the shishim the second time. Okay,
why does the first shishim count v'matalah?
No, because now...
Because now you have, so you have shishim, and then you have one chelek of milk, and then you have one chelek of basar v'chala, and that shishim is v'matal to chalakim?
The second shishim is v'matal.
The
second
question
shishim.
Is, why isn't one shishim now?
No, because the first time you only had, you didn't have a bli of basar v'chala.
You had a bli of
milk, just milk.
So you put the spoon in, and now you have in the pot you have shishim and then one portion of challah, and then you stick it in a second time. So now you have shishim, one portion of challah, then another portion of basmala. So what's it meaning? At the end of the day,
you need it against the whole spoon now because chatichan has the veil. The whole spoon is not just a portion of milk.
There's definitely shishim of not basar b'challah against the spoon. But that shishim that's against it might be partially basar
b'challah. Yeah.
No, I mean, the kinir itself, after you dip it the first time, the kinir itself is not basar b'challah.
Right.
There's a bleed of challah in there, but it's been
right. B'challah. Right.
So you still have shishim against the basar b'challah bleed. Stick it in again, right? So now you have a bleed of basar b'challah in there. And the stuff that's left in the kedera is still shishim against the basar b'challah. That shishim might be comprised of one small bliya of challah.
No, you're asking why you need a second shishim?
Yeah, still why you need a second shishim.
No, because the first, let's say...
I'm saying a whole spoon. You need shishim to get every single
Regardless of chanan. Because again, the chanan turns the spoon to basar b'challah.
Right, so you'll need
shishim. Not every chanan is the same. I would think that every single... Once you have a new chanan, you have a new chanan. You create a new chanan every time.
But that's what he means. By the second shishim means shishim against the whole spoon, not against that drop.
No, do you need 120 in the pot now?
You'll need shishim against. You may need more. You need shishim against the spoon. You'll need shishim against the spoon, not just against the drop. That's what the second shishim is.
But isn't that you have a milk in the spoon? So we're conscious that they're bleas of the volume of the entire spoon.
Right.
So even the chatino for the challah, you need a shishim 60 spoons. You need 60 spoons in the kedera.
Yeah.
Right? So once you have 60 spoons in the kedera, and then you put the spoon in, like, you always have shishim connected to the spoon. Right? Because whatever's left in the pot is going to be 60 times.
Yeah, but the bliya bas b'challah, you need against the... I was saying, you need against the bliya bas b'challah. Whatever's in it is already shishim against the entire spoon. That was only a bus,
but don't we have new meat that goes into the spoon like it's
right. It's not just a drop of milk. It's a bus.
Becomes a new chalos iser.
It's a new blia. It's a brand new blia.
But the question, the spoon will always have, the spoon will always be also. The question is, just what's after each dip, what's the status of the kedera itself? Now, after the first dip, you have blias of chalos in there, and those blias are mefutal. So you're left with a kedera that's of a kedera peter. Right? You're going to have. I mean, at worst, what you have is a kedera with, let's say, 59 portions of meat, one portion of...
Because the spoon, meanwhile, absorbed meat also. When you stuck the spoon in, it absorbed meat.
But there was a transference between the kedera and the spoon. Whatever came out with the spoon is also, whatever went to the kedera is mutter because of vittel.
Right, but now when you put the spoon in a second time...
Okay, but now you put it in a second time, there'll be another transference, but still, everything that was in the kedera is mutter, is it not?
There's no yidiya, there's no bittel in the first... That first shishim, we're working after the fact, there's no yidiya. So the first bittel doesn't actually happen. Uh-huh.
So there's no
each one. That's why he says there's no
yidia.
He said no yidia. So there's no yidia, therefore the original bittul didn't happen.
There was no original bittul.
I said it didn't happen because there's no yidia. Now, when you, I mean, I guess just one nekuda that comes out of this is, after the first bit, you have bliyas of chalav in there. If you had yidia, it would be bittul, but you didn't have yidia, so it's not. But you
the
still...
The issue now is the bliya of chalav in it, though. It's a new bliya.
But that, I'm actually not before the second bit. What you're left with is a kedera with a few bliyas of chalav in there.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you could look at it one of two ways. You could say, is it a taros of basar b'chalav in not basar b'chalav, or is it a taros of basar b'chalav in one unified min? Because what you end up having is, let's say you end up having 59 and a half meat, a half of milk, and then one portion of basar b'chalav when you did this food the second time.
Yeah.
So if you add the 59 and a half meat and the half milk together, it'll be another.
Right.
Problem.
So there's a similar issue which we'll get to, okay? But I think the point here is that it's a new bli, what's the spoon now is a new chepta of bas b'chalav. That's what we're trying to say. In other words, that's what the rabbi's suggesting. Why need the second shishim? You wouldn't need a third. Because when you stick a third time, nothing changed. It's still the same bas b'chalav in the spoon, or a fourth. But when we first learned it, that's what the Shach discusses. Shach has gotten down that printed in 55. Okay, the Shach says, you know, let's read the Shach. He says, "Hatam kosa the chulin maril and shuvah whatever the mechila tzarch shishim neged achalav." Bechayshin and Dilma nishur bo me'at cholov, ukshotzia menakdera nase kol hakaf nevela bas v'cholov, ulechach tzorch levata hakaf bepam hasheni. V'nir de v'hai time akosa turi zodin tochov and so on and so forth. Below kosa stomach tochov harbei pamim. It's a maximum of two, because once you mevata le bas v'cholov, then you can mevata if you stick in a second time, a third time. But you have to mevata le bas v'cholov. Once you have that, you wouldn't need five times the shishim if you stuck it in five times. You only needed the second because that's still the same bas v'chalav. But the difference in the first dip and the second dip is that the second dip has a tam of bas v'chalav in it. Okay, so the kaf now becomes, you follow. So basically, what the Rav is trying to say is that the mechaber can agree with us that the first time when you're creating bas v'chalav, then takat the din of tam. But once you have bas v'chalav, okay, so then it becomes din vital. And that's how we resolve the question. Well, again, to create Pasu Chalav, the Mechaber would agree that you need the Sinas Tam. Okay? And that's what he says over here with the green and so on and so forth, right? It needs the Sinas Tam. That's a great point. When you have Pasu Chalav, like in the spoon, you have it already. So then it becomes a din in Bittul. And that's why he says, you stick it in a second time, you'll need a second Bittul.
What mechanism does that work? Like, why is it?
It's a din and bittul the second time.
So meaning you dip it in the second time, and let's say the shishim connected the second time.
Right.
So now that
you stick it a third time doesn't matter.
So now that bliya is bustle
guy. Right. So like who was saying
before?
Yeah. But Chodesh needs to add other ingredients, but let's assume that, right?
Okay, but if we're already saying that there's no yidiyah being time, let's say you have three without a yidiyah being time. Right. That means that none of the bittulim could have happened.
Yeah, but there's only a maximum of what the spoon is in terms of bas v'chalav.
That's only if you only apply chanan once.
Right. The logic to apply only once? What's the logic?
I don't know. Let's say if I have a cheeseburger and then I decide to put another piece of cheese on it, does that second piece of cheese not become bas v'chalav?
No, so it does.
That's the shiling. That's the question. That's what the chavis das, the pricha, they're all. Disagree with the
Shach. We're not up to when we get to Simon Sadiq Dalit. Many, many posts can hold the Shach is not correct. If you put it a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, in a Hanami. Okay. Yeah.
So, because they hold that you could be with Stari.
Yes, each time is a new issue. Yeah. Okay, but that's not that we're according to the Shach. Anyway, that's I don't want to stress it, but that's what the Rav said to answer the problem that the Mechaber can agree with our Yisod vis-a-vis creating Bas V'chalav. Once you have Bas V'chalav, then it would be a Dinah Bittul, and you need a second Bittul, at least a second Bittul. Okay, now let's move on to the next Baruch Kolman Shir Hei, but it's really a continuation of this topic. Okay, so I started again. It was Pshim Pei Zayin Tzifin Aleph. I don't have to read it again. That's by Mamed, the Keva. and so on, and the issues in the Sinas Tam, right? Okay, the Shach, which this Shach we're looking at now is Lama Dalid in our Simon. He says, Kolmar, Kesha Ein Begvina Samach Negan Or, Machaber Ozotame, the Sirle, Reishim Samchest, the Samchina Timus Ober Kochavim, the Chach Kosses Tam, Eishba Tam Bosser. Now, what the Shach is wondering here too, shouldn't the Ramo have said, right? Shouldn't Ramo have said here in Sifir Aleph? Look at the words again in source one of the next packet. It says, "Imhamid gvina bor kevus ksheira, yesh potam basar asura vimlav muteris." What do we mean? Should the Ramo also should have said right here? What? But of course, we don't rely on somebody tasting. We always need shishim. And again, the Ramo didn't say it. So you might trap with me. Well, okay, the Ramo didn't always say it. He said the rule, so we apply it. You don't have to get bent out of shape every time he doesn't say it. But the Shach, and that's really what the Shach says, more or less, here in Sukkot and Lamedal. He says, "Aval anan kamel and delo samchina idna timus avikhovim ukmosh kos arav." Later on, "Vilchach lo olam asher misamach." So basically, the Shach says, "Well, that's what he means." The Ramo didn't mention it here, but he assumes you remember it from another place, or you'll look ahead, or you know it. It's a famous din. You know, okay. Somehow, he assumes you know it. It's a little forced. Okay, you would expect the Ramo to say it, but he doesn't say it over here. Okay, that's the Shach. And again, I printed some in Tzadik Ches where he does mention it. Okay, "Einogim achshom lismachol v'kochavim." So he didn't say it over here. He should have, but the Shach said, "Well, that's what he meant. That's what he mean." Okay, the Shach, the Ramo didn't say it before, but that's what it means. But it's interesting. Take a look at 4 Bekiva Eger here in Sin Pezayin Sivir Aleph, commenting on that Shach. Okay, he writes as follows: "Lechor kasha." The name of the nichnas cholav b'or akeva v'nasis nevela v'chakach yotzei cholav v'isur. One second, when you throw this keva into the, vat of milk, okay? So you have milk that's inside the keva, which absorbs, or let's say, and now someone comes out into the milk that's already in the vat, right? So one second, but won't that milk, okay? Won't the milk that's assuming right now that we say chanan chatichan azvela by bas v'cholov, okay, which you know everyone assumes. The question is by sharisum. But anyway, there is chatichan azvela by bas v'cholov, okay. So now this milk interacts with the other milk in the vat. They're trying to make the cheese out of it. So that's min b'mino. That's milk and it's milk. So what's shayach for someone to fail to taste it? Okay, what's shayach for fail to taste it? Right, so what's going on? What's going on here? In other words, how can it be okay? What do you mean? What do you mean? Yesh bo tam bosa. How can you taste it? Right? What are you tasting exactly? It may not have a flavor of flesh, but it may have a flavor of bosa b'cholav. The milk that absorbed from the meat you won't be able to taste it because it's milk. Right? That milk is mixed in with other milk. You won't be able to taste it. So that's the kasha of Eger. Again, l'chor kasha, the name of the nichnas cholav b'or hakeva, v'nasa nevela, right? And now, right, the milk interacted with the keva, with the lining of the stomach, which is meat, and that milk and meat is now bas v'cholav, and now it's in the rest of the milk, so good, it doesn't have a taste. What do you mean taste? Of course not going to have a taste. It's milk and milk, all right? You'll need, in other words, against the whole milk and meat, not just against the meat. The fact that it doesn't have a meat flavor is not enough, because you have to look at against the milk that the little bit of milk that did absorb the meat flavor. Yeah.
Maybe, because in order to create bas v'chol in the first place, you need more than shishim, correct?
Okay.
More than shishim would consider no sin tam.
Well, again, we need no sin tam. We're saying we need to see this tam. Yeah.
So I'd say like that. We need to see this tam, which means if you have milk, let's say you have two vats of milk. You turn one of them to bas b'chalav by putting in, let's say, 1/59th meat in there. Which the whole part is that has the same time, which means that al karcha this is going to taste different than that.
Right.
So maybe at that point, if you put one into the other, like it's not considered bimbimino anymore, because granted they taste very similar, it's still those exactly the same. In bimbitzias, you'll have many different tarovos.
Right.
It'll taste more similar.
Right. But
more
again,
different.
Even if it doesn't, that's the problem. Even if it doesn't. That little milk and meat, that's a bas v'cholav, okay? And It may be that the how you're going to taste it is that milk and meat may not impact the entire.
So it could be that's easier to bottle that because the time is much less.
Right, but by the way the Shach said it, he says k'she'ein what is the lashon there? That they always require a vashteitzich always requires shishim, right? You're always going to need shishim because you know you're not going to detect the flavor. So Rekiva Eger answers. He says, maybe basu chol d'rabbanan lo amrina nasa nevela. Then that's okay. We don't say chatur nasa by basu chol d'rabbanan. And remember, there's only basu chol d'rabbanan because everything's cold, right? Well, if he's there, Masha Kaza Shachal Alan Kamlan belavachi ladidan teima lo mahani. So lama the pasuk ramah later on. Right, the gam, not sin avail. It's not a problem. Okay, so just to illustrate this issue, and again, the distinction between the sin of tam and bittel. Okay, with the shishim, with the figure in bittel. So that's what we say by the cable. Keep the egg in the back of your head. All right, and look right. Look in the mishnah chul and kuf tesam rala, talking about the kachal or the kal. You know what that is? Right, that's the udder. Okay, that's the other way, the cow, you milk the cow, right? So, what do you do after you shechta and you have a kachal? Okay, now a kachal has milk in it. Let's say you shechta the animal, shechta the female cow, when she had milk in there. What's the status of that milk? So, that milk actually is not really considered milk because it never came out and so on. But the rule is, it says the mission, five, a kachal, koro umotzi es chalavo. What you do is, before you eat it, I mean, I don't think we serve the udder too often. Then you can get it, actually. It's a cut of meat. Okay? What you do is you cut it open, and you like, spill the milk out. Okay? Get rid of the milk. Well, loco, if you didn't do it, ain't no overlove. Okay? Rashi writes, why? Lokoro ain't over. Alachiloso, lilkos. Lo, bishulubala, because not cholam. The Gemara explains, maybe this is a drabanan. Okay. But because that's not called milk, because chalevi mo means mother, the milk that came out of the mother to feed the baby. That's it's not called chalevi mo. Okay, now, but the language of the Mishnah is a little peculiar. It says lo karo eno over alov. So the question is, that means mutter, or just means that it's still also, you just it's, you don't get malchus or whatever. So that's not clear in the Mishnah. That the Gemara has a debate about on kuftesim beis. The Mishnah on kuftesim alov. The Gemara is on Kuf Tesam Beis. Seven Amrim Zer Orav. Eino Ovelo Vamutar. Vikadam Amrim Zer Orav. Eino Ovelo Oser. Okay, that's a nice Ikadami. What did Rav say? We don't know. Okay, he said either over Eino Ovelo Vamutar and Ikadami Eino Ovelo Vamutar. Again, it's a big difference. You know, and Ikadami. Sometimes, you have one of the challenges. I worked for a while for art school. They have a translation of Yerushalmi. When they were doing this rhyme, I worked on some of the sectors a little bit. So the part of the Rishami, there's so many different girsas, the different issue with the Rishami, the girsa problems. So sometimes the girsa would be from mutter, usser. Okay, it wasn't just a slight difference in the text. We have it in the Bali sometimes too, the Rishami had more of it. But it would be mamish, minakotze, lakotze, tremendous difference. And you wonder how they got mixed up, you know. I mean, one thing, a word here, there, they don't exactly have the same language or the same different style of writing, and okay, but mutter and usser. I mean, that's what we have over here. It's a question. The Ikadami, what did Omer Zer Morab say? Ain't over on mutter? Also, he said, Tanya Klisha Kama, the Rab, Kachal Shabishu Chalaba Mutter, Keva Shabishu Chalaba Usser. It's an interesting thing. The Kachal, you cook the Kachal and the milk's inside, it's still mutter. But keva shabishu v'chalava osir. Okay? But if you cook the stomach, let's say the animal had some milk in its stomach that it drank, it was a calf or whatever, it had milk in its stomach that it drank, that is osir. That's osir. Why? My hafresh patella then. Zeh konos b'mev, zeh ein konos b'mev. Okay? The question is, the one that's in the udder never came out, so it never took on the halachic status or the halachic title of chalav. The milk that's the udder, by definition, didn't come out. I shechted it, and here it is. And that's not called milk. Halacha. I find milk in the stomach of an animal, like a calf. Nurse the mother, there's now, I shechted, there's milk inside the stomach. That's milk that came out. Right? So that milk, it says, that it's also. So that's the Gemara. My husband says, is that Kanas Mayim? Is that Ain Kanas Mayim? One of them, and Rashi says, once it came out of those, you know, whatever that you squeeze over there, the things that come out of the udder, okay, when you milk it, now it's cold milk. So the baby suckled from it, and what's inside its stomach, now that it's whatever is inside its stomach, is regular milk. Hashem came, what's inside the udder is not regular milk because it never came out yet. Yeah.
Is it mamish not a din of chalav to the extent that it won't even be mashir zroim, or is it chalav, but it's not
chalav imo,
and therefore.
Offhand, I think it's not chalav imo. The Rosh is one of chalav imo. Milk is one of the shiva mashirim. Okay. I don't want to say for sure offhand. I'd have to look that up. But my guess is that it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter what's called chalav halacha. It's Rosh chalav imo. It's still milk. It's still liquid. To make a distinction by Dam Shapiro, you know, Dam is also one of them. I don't know, but I assume it's make a difference. Okay. Anyway, of course, Rashi ends the Chatchila Boikru with Rabbanan, even by milk that's in the stomach, the Rabbanan, you know, you want to get rid of it. You have to rip it up and so on. So that's the story. Now we have the Kachal and the Kavah. So listen to the following in source number 9. Chulin Tzadi Zainer Beis. Omar Nachman, Gid B'Shishin, V'Ein Gid Min HaMinyan. Okay? Gid Anosha. Okay? So we know that Gid Anosha is Osir, and if the Gid Anosha gets mixed in with the other, you need Shishim. Okay? V'Ein Gid Min HaMinyan. You need 60 besides the Gid. But Kachal B'Shishin, V'Kachal Min HaMinyan. That's what Anosha says. Okay? Kachal, the other can count as, so to speak, excuse me, one of the 60 against itself. So really only the 59 against it. Right, that's the din by Kachal. Beitza, let's you find eggs inside. Beitza is a shish, made up ein beitza, minimum you need 60. Or Yitzhak, bread, or Abishasha, or Kachal, or Kal, Atzmo, Osir. But the Kachal itself is Osir. Okay, now listen to this question. Be nafalik dera cheris. What if this Kachal now fell into a different pot? All right? So it says Osir, all right? Because again, the Bosser, look in Rashi, Kachal Atzmo Osir, third Rashi, Yerachun, Tzadizam, Yisors 10. Kachal or Kachal Atzmo Osir, Sharia Bosser, Nosan Botam. Behulo Nosan Tam, Bosser, Vishamu Adhoya. Okay, there's only a little bit of milk against that whole fat udder. Okay, so the Kachal Atzmo is Osir. And therefore, what if the Kachal falls into another pot of meat or whatever, so then it also will tell you whatever the rules are, shishim, whatever the ratio is going to be. Now, Omar Rashi kiavina ber kana boilu ki misharinim b'didei misharinim al ma'ade nafik misharinim misharinim. An important question also, okay? Do you need 60 against the actual udder itself, or just need what the milk in it that's going to be removed? B'didei misharinim o Nothing when I'm showing it. Okay. So Rav Kana is here. Omar Rashi, Kevin Rav Kana, Ibalo, Kishon, the day Mishon, even my nothing when I'm showing it. Pshita, to be the day Mishon. Okay. The day Mishon. So you need to have a head of 60 against the whole kachel, and not what comes out of it. The even my nothing when I'm not doing it, because otherwise, how we know how much came out? We don't know. Elamata nafalak derachares lo yaser. Came over to where the shansha kachal atzmosa shavi rabbanan kechaticha de nevela. Okay, they consider like a piece of nevela. All right, now how do we rule in the Shulchan Aruch? So take a look in Siman Tzadi Seif Aleph 11. Hakal pirush adad shal behema. Also medivrei sofrim. Again, it's only the rabbanan problem because there's no bishul. Right? It's only also medivrei sofrim. She'ein boshos and boshos v'amachal shkuta also in the Torah. Okay. Lafichachim koro merka chalav shabo. If you tore it up and got rid of the milk, poured out the milk, then mutol etzlo sol ochel. You can eat it, cook it up, and eat it. Now vim koro shesiv erev. You know what shesiv erev is, right? Of course, that's how you're supposed to cut it. So you know, you cut the knife down this way across, okay, like a plus sign. That's called shesiv erev. Some people refer to the Christian cross as shesiv erev. You'll see that expression, shesiv erev. Okay. Anyway, So where am I now? So you got mutal vashel. Let's have a kachal shelo karo ben shel tana shelo hinika ben shel dola asol vashel. We have a bishul in atzmo mutal echlovim bishul b'sa achem meshanes on the shishim v'kachal min aminyan. So ketzad he spells out what we just saw. Im ha kachal kamo shishim v'kachal hakachal osur v'ashar mutar. If there's 60 with the kachal against the kachal, so everything else in the pot is mutar, but the kachal itself is osur. But if not 60 in the pot against the kachal, then I call osur. Bein kachu bein kach in nofala kedera cheres. What if this kachal fell into a different kedera? Then osur osur. And look what he says now. Umisharin and bo b'shishim k'varishona. Here's our question. This kachal now falls into another pot. Okay, is it again shishim including the kachal itself, or is that only the first time? Yeah. A question? When we say that if a kachal falls into a pot of meat, so then you need shishim against the kachal, but the kachal counts as one of the shishim. Okay, let's say you didn't have shishim. Okay, let's say you didn't have shishim. And now the kachal falls into another pot. So again, you're going to need shishim against the kachal. Is that also including the kachal? Can you again include the kachal? Is that only a one-time deal? That's the question. So that's the machokas, mechavan amoh. The Chava writes, Misharinan bo b'shishim k'rishona, as a kachal counts. Okay? Shakachal atzma, shishmashon atzma, kachal yisir. Alright, now, however, he writes, quotes from Ramo quotes the end, V'yesh omrim, 211, V'yesh omrim dim nafal tchila k'der shein basamach, v'nesar ha-kachal. Let's say it fell into a k'der that didn't have shishim, so therefore the kachal's asar. Right? There was no bittul. Now this thing was now non-kosher because it was in a pot which had, you know, other items. It wasn't shishim, so it became osir. Now this kachal falls into another pot. Ein ha-kachal mitzdarif l'samech. The Rambam writes a chen ikur. The second time it doesn't work.
Well, the chayr doesn't have to be the same kachal, right? It could be any of the kachals from the first pot.
Right, any kachal from the first pot. Yeah, it doesn't say there was more than one kachal. Okay. Anyway, that's the Shulchan Aruch's ruling. So the Taz, the Sukkot and Beis, Sukkot and Dalet, there in Siman Tzadi, which we'll come back to, says that this is where the Machlokas Rishonim. He says that's what the Mechaber writes, that Misharin Bo B'Samach Kivor Rishonah, that's the key, the end of the fifth line of Source 11. It says the second time as well, Misharin Bo B'Shishim Kivor Rishonah, meaning the Kachal counts towards the Shishim. And the Rambam said, no, ain't a kachal mitzdarif l'shishim the second time. So the Taz points out, when the Mechaber writes that it does count, the chen kosa v'sefer, at the end of the first line of 12, this is in Siman Tzadi, Shkot and Dalet, chen kosa v'sefer b'ed ha-kabayis l'ra'ah, ta'kol nesem e'os ha-kachal, also and so on. Yeah. 1 minute. Yeah. So the Taz is saying, Taz is saying that So the Taz is saying that this is actually Machlokas Rishonim. What the Mechaber writes is the Ra'on and the Kabayis, Vayesh Omim Shalom Ramah Uvru Ashbo. Okay? The Chol Shonaf L'Pochus Mishish and Nasa Gama Heter Chatech and Nebele Tosh Asur Rabbanu Kibas Uchol Bas Uchol and Nivar Kol Nasa Nebele, and therefore you're going to need the Kachal won't be Mitzdarah, won't have that Kula the second time. We'll come back to the Taz in a second. Let's take a look. I printed the Rashpo. The Rashpo is in the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis is a very important work. It's a major work on Yeridaeus. If you don't have one, if you're learning and preparing, you should have a Torah Sabayis. You should get all of them. Okay, Torah Sabayis. I mean, I'll always give you the sources, but it's good to see things inside the regular Swarm. Okay. I know where Rashpo writes the prints that people are used to the source of Daf. You know, it's cumbersome, especially if there's many sources, but the story is he's right. You know, you should, things like the Rashbon and Tarzal Bayez, obviously Mechaber, the Ramah, the Tazashach, the Kveg, the Yosef, you know, you should see inside the Shohar, not just for the sheet. I put it here for convenience, but see things inside. It's always good. I remember it better than we do. But anyway, so the Rashbon wrote a sefer called the Tarzal Bayez, and it really has two parts. The Tarzal Bayez are Oruch, the Tarzal Bayez are Kotch. It's printed in the same volume. Tarzal Bayez Kotch is on the side of the page, there's a synopsis. A shorter version. Anyway, the Bayis Aura, there's a tremendous amount of information in the Torah Sabayis. So by his dal shar alav, he writes the hecha the leka bekedei rishon a chamishim etisha. Right, again, when the kachal falls into the original mixture, you need 59 because the 59 plus the kachal itself because the kachal counts. So the Rashi writes the hecha the leka bekedei rishon a chamishim etisha. You don't have 59. Okay, nesar kol, everything was also including the kachal itself. Mistaber shak kachal atzmo nas in the middle. And that's the second time.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Why does it become Nasus Nevela at all if it's not actually Basar, but I mean, do we treat it Midirabanan as the Chal's problem? Is that it's Basar B'chol Dirabanan?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're saying. But the ain't kachal in second, ain't kachal in minute. That's the Ramah. Okay? And I think to crystallize your point, Nathan, I think it's because the kachal is not min a minion, because the second time, it's not kachal anymore. It's a chetz of osvachal, to put it in that language. Right? So therefore, it's on each tradition like any other. Right? The first time it's mixed in, it's a kachal. It's a kachal as unique did. So the mishnah, it's a kula, it'll be 59 against the kachal. But the second time, once it's already didn't have 59 the first time, it only had 20, and therefore it became also. Now it becomes, it's like any other piece of pasuchal. Right? Yeah.
What is it mixed with? Even with regular heter? Like what, is there milk? Is it falling into a milk pot in these two times? Is it falling into milk, this kachal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's falling into milk.
No, I think, I don't think so.
That's the way it makes sense.
It falls to meat also, meat or milk, meat.
Well, right. I guess, because if it fell into milk, if it fell into meat, we don't really have real milk that we're worried about.
No.
The
kachal has, on a darabanan level at least.
On a darabanan level. I'm saying, how would it become real chanan? The second time around, it becomes chanan midirabanan?
Okay, so hold on. That's exactly what I'm going to get to. Yeah, hold on one second. But that's the, one second. Yeah, okay, so that's what the Rashbor writes. Okay, but the Rashbor wrote the same for Torah somebody's. So on the side of the page, you have the Ra'or wrote Bera Kabayis. Ra'or was, they're also the Talmud of Rabban, and that's who Ra'or was, the grandson of the Baal HaMor, no? The descendant of the Baal HaMor. Both Levi, it was Zachia Levi and the Baal Levi. Okay, and he was like his grandfather. The Baal HaMor is creative, very original, something. Ra'or was also original. The standard way we lose in the Rashbor, the Ra'or has these very creative Hasagas and so on, which we don't, because we follow the Ra'olah. Creative, like the Baal HaMor. For a while, people thought that the Ra'olah was the author of the Sefer Chinuch. We don't know who wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, but they thought, I think it's assumed that I didn't write. Anyway.
Didn't they find a stira between the Ra'olah and the Kabayas?
He says that was one of the writers, yeah.
One of the
The Shach
and his
line
says that the
Ra'or
wrote the Sefer.
The Shach, forgot it. The Shach said, people say it. I think this comment says
soon. Shach and his line.
Here it says, Baal HaChinuch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that there was one of the very stark, I think it was a big conflict between the Ra'or and the
Rashba
about
a certain
Indian, and like,
he'd
appear like Rashba.
Okay, anyway, it's a John's name. But here the Berakh Abayis writes, he quotes the Rashba, he writes on the second line, is by Tal Zarah, the Zainer Nochem. The Sov Dina Kitchilas Dina. Okay? After the Mekor, Kachon, and his Dark, Halos, Issa, Shabbat, Achshah, Shines, Akhdev, Shiloh, Tachmi, Risuro, it's the same Issa. Okay? And therefore, the second time also, so what's in the Kudas HaMachokas? So, the Kudas, again, to go over again, the Rashbor writes, if the Kachon fell into a mixture, then it's Mistarif, okay? And if there's no bittul, so it becomes basar chalav. Okay, so in the second time you need the shishim. Ra'or writes, and by the way, go back to Taz, the end of Sukkot Dal 12. Taz wants to propose that the Rambam agrees with the Ra'or, and he says, it seems to me, Machlokas, the Rambam Rashbah, that no one else points out, except he's pointing it out. Look, by 5 months in the end of Sukkot Dalet there, printed 12. Ma'achshav no, among the Machlokas Chadoshim, the Rambam Rashbah, Mashalo, who's going to oppose him? And what's the machlokas revolve around? So again, let's go over it again. Rashbah writes that the kachal falls into a mixture. Okay, if it's not bottle, then it becomes a chetzer moshechol, and therefore you're going to need a full sheesh in the second letter. Or writes, no. There are Rambam back notes, and look at the Rambam printed. Perek Tes, Aleph Yud Beis. The first time he writes kachal min a minyan, Aleph Yud Beis at the end, right? In Bishma Moshe Acher, he tells you how to get the, I'm not going to read it now, but he tells you how to get the milk out. You have to cut it and smack it against the wall or against the floor so all the milk comes out. Okay. But then he writes at the end, he says, So he wants him to die. Kivar Rishon means the first time, then the kachal will count. So anyway, I like the Ra'os. The Ra'os and the Rambam, they say it does become bos v'chol, but why not? Why not? They make him. So the Taz seems to say at the end there, because there's no, perhaps there's no chaticha nasin tavela, as we were saying in the tunnel, there's no chaticha nasin tavela when the bos v'chol is on the rabbonim. That's the idea. Okay? So the kachal still is called the kachal. So the kula will apply. Alright? In other words, the rabbi also learned it up that way. That the machlokas is whether we say chaticha nasin tavela by bos v'chol is rabbonim. Do we say chaticha nasin tavela by bos v'chol is rabbonim? Remember, this whole kachal problem. Is only bos v'chol drabonim. All right. So the truth is, meaning the mechaber will say there's no chaticha nasin bos v'chol drabonim, and I'm going to say there is. Okay. So both and that's consistent both by kachal and to come back to the Rekiva Eger by the kever. Okay. To come back to the Rekiva by the kever, he'll say also by davar mamid also by the kachal it's usher. It's going to be usher by itself. All right, there is the chetichah nasevela, so it's also, you know, it becomes also by the time it's in the second mixture, it's already a new thing, and also by kavod, what the Ramos say, also you'd need it, right? The Ramos said, right, that midor bonon, you would still need shishim. Is that true? You would need shishim. So the even though it's the creation of Bosra Chol, Rabbanon, but right, we ask the question, right? You still would need shishim. And that's my question before, according to the Kivat Eger. That's what the Kibbeg is pointing out. I look at 4 p.m. He says, the Gam of Vosu Chol, according to Ramon, refers to this Ramon, right? He says, Vosu Chol, Rabbanon, Amina, the Master of the Vela. That's the same din. The same din in Bekhev and Mekachal, yeah.
Is it also not a little weird, though, that, meaning, granted, even if you held, you say, Chaticha Nazan Vela by the Rabbanons,
mm-hmm.
I guess I could hear it. I'm not really, you know, I'm not as, but it is a little strange that would be machalic, whether it's the first or the second tarub. It's like nothing actually changes.
Oh, so this...
Nothing actually happens. what should change from one to the next?
So this segues into really what I want to think about, and Bez Hashem will finish tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow is not at 1 o'clock to make sure we're done on time, I'll make sure we finish this before you enter. But this is really the question of whether, what is Bas V'chol? Okay, the important chakira, whether it's usher machmas atzmo, or it's a balua. In other words, that maybe will change. Okay, In other words, and really, Aaron, relates to your question too, the same drop and so on. Is bas v'chol an isser balua? In other words, the meat now has milk in it, or is it now a new entity called usher machmas atzmo? So that's really your question. That's exactly what you're asking, in effect, I think. Okay?
Yeah.
That's really cool. What does change, right, for the first time, the second time? So that really segues into the, when I finish up with Sabunada, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay, and that's the question, what the nature of Bas V'chol is.
What'd you say, Chaticha
Ruli's Kavi?
And other chumras also, yeah. What?
Chaticha Ruli's Kavi.
Yeah.
Chaticha Ruli's Kavi.
Yeah. What?
When you say Hanan, I'm sorry, you would just say that it's a bubble.
We'll talk about it. Okay? And that may be good for Mahokas. We'll say it by Rabbanan. We say Hanan by Rabbanan. And we said about Chatichu. It's got other homers and so on. So we'll see. Okay? That's what we'll talk about later on. Okay? All right, let's stop over here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, be well.